The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Lene Lottle has four for Centura. And a three in the corner on the way. It's going to be off the heel. No good by Suntech. Lytle's able to tip the ball to herself, then swing it over to Aitken. Aitken will lay it up and in. 8-7 Centura. Good start to this girls' basketball game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as the Centura Centurions battle the Loup City Red Raiders. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Riley Lambrick drives, leaves it off for Cole. Baby hook up and in. 7 points for Cole Lambrick. And now we're seeing some offense. 36-30 Loup City.
The holiday break is over, and Loup City and Centura get back to work at their usual holiday tournament in Ravenna. It's the Red Raiders and Centurions coming up next. But first, at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Ravenna High School with ESPN Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome here to Ravenna for the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Randy Bushka along with you. Doug, a little under the weather today. Didn't know if he was going to be up to what it takes to broadcast four games here from Ravenna, so we wish him a speedy recovery, and I'm sure he'll be back in action tomorrow here from Ravenna when we get into the consolation and finals tomorrow. Here we got the Loup City and Centura starting a girl-boy doubleheader. That'll be followed by Overton and Ravenna. And again, very even match. When you take a look at these four games we're going to have today, there is going to be no real prohibitive favorite in any of those four games. So we're really looking forward to some holiday hoops here from Ravenna. We're going to step away. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup for the first game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. We'll turn our attention to Loup City and Centura Girls. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark Pivot dealer around.
And welcome back here to Ravenna High School. Let's give you our starting lineup as we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll start first of all for Loup City. They will be the home team here in our first game. Alexa Gock is a 5'5 junior. She'll start with Morgan McDonald. She's 5'6 and a senior. Also make the start will be Sarah Bandur, 5'4 and a senior. Darian Williams, 5'7 senior, will start with Jessica Unick, 5'7 and just a freshman for head coach Josh Ashy. Here for the Centura Lady Centurions, a fairly young squad by Kathy Mettenbrink's standards, but they do start a senior, 5'5", Taylor Turek will start with Brianna Dinas, 5'8", and just a junior, Casey Korlikowski, 5'9", sophomore, Brooklyn Nitch, 5'7", and a senior, and Annika Gleason, 5'9", and a sophomore for head coach Kathy Mettenbrink. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, a better bank in Kearney. We're going to take one more timeout. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And back here to Ravenna, a little bit early start where they cleared out the clock, and Centura won the opening tip, worked the ball down pretty quickly, and Brooklyn Nitsch hit a quick little, Casey Krulikowski hit a little jumper in the lane, and it's already 2-0 Centura here in the early stages. Loop City now with the basketball. They're going to inbound it underneath their own hoop. Again, they're the home team, and the inbounds is actually knocked away by Brooklyn Nitsch. Nice job there defensively for her. And Loop City will inbound it once again. Tossing it in here is going to be Williams. Williams gets it in for McDonald. McDonald will dribble off on the right side, gives it for Gock. Gock facing some man-to-man, throws it away. Nitsch with the steal. And Nitsch now, she has the ball knocked out of her hands by Bandur. And now Nitsch will reset the offense. A little zone here for Loop City to start things off. And on the dribble on the left side, Krolikowski, she's going to kick it off on the right side for Turek. Her jumper is up and no good. And rebound taken out of there by Urick for Loop City. She's shut off as she penetrates into the lane. She's going to kick it right back out here for Williams. They're going to reset the offense by giving it to McDonald. McDonald off of a screen now will dribble it to midcourt and kick left wing. Bandura will try a long deuce. It is up and good. She had her back heels on that three-point arc when she made the catch and released it pretty much all in one very fluid motion. Now baseline jumper here by Nitsch. It's no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Urick, and we're going to have a little reach whistled against Centura. So Urick with the rebound, and we are tied at two here in the early stages of quarter number one. 6:33 to go here in the first quarter. We'll have both the boys and girls game between Loop City and Centura right here on ESPN, and then we'll switch it over to our FM later tonight for the Blue Jays of Ravenna and taking on Overton. On the dribble comes Gock in the offensive zone. She's picked up man-to-man there by Turek, and she'll kick it off here left side for McDonald. Back around the perimeter, they give it to Bandur. Bandur uses up her dribble, gives it now to Williams. Williams kicks it right back out in the lane, and we're going to have a throwaway here. Urick had it, trying to kick it off to the left wing, but Gock, who she wanted to pass to, was already moving out of that position. And so she threw it where she was, and she wasn't there anymore. So a turnover, and here comes Centura. They'll pass it on their right side, having trouble handling passes. Nitsch, and Nitsch, when she threw the ball out, had it intercepted by Gock, but Gock picked up defensively by Krolikowski, and we just swapped turnovers here because Krolikowski couldn't handle the basketball thanks to that Krolikowski forced the turnover with some pretty good defense there. Nitsch gets the inbounds. They work it around for Turek. They get it in the lane. Little ball fake here by Dynas. Dynas kicks it out, has the pass tipped, and Krolikowski can't do much with it. Now she's going to dribble to the elbow. Little floater up and good, and she's got 4 points in the ball game. Centura with a 4-2 lead here as Gock will bring in the offensive zone. Loop City's never led, but we're not even at the midway point of the first quarter. Entry pass knocked loose by Krolikowski. And great hustle there by McDonald to maintain the position. She kicks it out for Urick, and now it's out of bounds and off the hands of Annika Gleason. So Loop City makes a couple of substitutions here. Tossing it in is going to be Williams, and she'll get the ball in the hands here of McDonald. McDonald off the screen by Gock. Looking on the right side for Kuzak. Kuzak gets it on the baseline now. A little ball fake. She checked in just a little bit ago. Nice little entry pass in for McDonald, and McDonald is going to lay it up and in. But Keila Kuzak with a great bounce pass in the lane. Give her an assist, and we are tied at two. And a pass on the left side off the mark by Krolikowski, and it is out of bounds. She just kind of threw that one away here with 5:10 to go in the ball game, in the first quarter, rather. So on the bounce on that right wing is going to be Williams. Williams lobs it on the baseline for Kuzak, and she'll enter it inside. Turnaround jumper by Gawk is a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Gleason, and Gleason looking up court, can't find anybody, so she'll give it off to the point guard. Now Turek will skip, pass it over for Nitsch. Nitsch will fire a three, back the iron and no good. Long rebound, and Brooklyn Nitsch is able to track down her own miss, and she'll kick it now into the lane. Turnaround jumper by Gleason from 6 feet, no good. Flying in for the offensive rebound and scoring off glass is Brianna Dinas. Nice job with the offensive rebound by Dinas. Nobody checked her off, and she came flying in there, and again, Centura with a two-point lead. 6-4 here. 4:25 to go, quarter number one. Number four, Morgan McDonald is going to fire a three. It's no good. Gleason pulls down the rebound, and she is pushed from behind, and that'll be a foul. Whistled on Loup City's Sarah Bandur. That'll be her first. And Centura yet to make substitutions here in the ballgame. And a couple more here for Loup City. And they're going to go with a little 2-3 zone. Kick on the right side for Turek. Turek gets it to the elbow for Dinas. Dinas off glass, rolled around, and then back out off the glass. Rattled out, but hit the glass and then went right back in. Largest lead of the game here for Centura. They lead it now 8-4. McDonald on the dribble, picked up there man-to-man by Turek, and Turek with the steal. Turek with the steal. She's going to go in for that one-handed left-handed layup, and it is good. So off the turnover, points for Centura, and they've got a 10-4 lead. And Centura, again, going to put a little pressure on. And the pass is tipped and stolen away by Centura. So Centura forces another steal. Great pressure put on Dinas after she makes the steal. Long pass up ahead. Not a good one, but Dinas battles in there with Krolikowski. And Krolikowski actually has the ball tied up with Kuzak and alternating possession. And we'll give the basketball over here to Centura. So 3:31 to go in quarter number one, 10-4. In favor of Centura, Loup City is going to inbound the basketball. They're going to face a little token pressure here as Turek will try to slow things down a little bit. Nitsch puts pressure on. They get it off here on the left side for Urich. Urich has the ball stolen away by Gleason, and Gleason will get the ball up ahead here for Michaela Hansen. And pass on that far side is out of bounds. And Hansen will help inbound the basketball here. Turek actually gets it in to Gleason, and then the shot off glass, no good. It was missed by Mandy Roth, who checked in just a little bit ago. So 3 minutes to go, and we got a double dribble. Pressure put on Alexa Gawk, and Gawk with the turnover. That's going to be the fifth of the first quarter here. The fifth in 5 minutes for Loup City. And we got a timeout, Loup City. Josh Ashy's seen enough. He wants to call a quick little timeout here. 2:58 to go here in quarter number one. 10-4 Centura with the lead and the basketball. And we come back right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Welcome back here to Ravenna, and again, Centura putting pretty good pressure on, and as a result, they've been able to force some turnovers, five in the first 5 minutes of action here, so Loup City figures we need to get a quick little timeout and figure out how to handle this pressure, and so Josh actually calls the timeout, and here comes Centura in the offensive zone. Krolikowski is going to kick it left side here for Turek, and a little bit more spring the step right now for Loup City. You can already tell a little bit of energy came out of that timeout. Kick left side for Nitsch. Brooklyn Nitsch's jumper hits the iron twice. No good, but an offensive rebound. And Casey Krolikowski will score here. That'll push that lead back out to 8 here for Centura. Their largest lead of the game right now at 12-4. Gawk on the dribble. Gets it off on the left side. And Chelsea Spolinek gets it to the elbow here for Urich. Urich's shot, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath Barkuzak, and then it is blocked on the shot off and comes up with the basketball as well. Entry pass now to Roth, who runs the floor, makes the catch. Very athletic play, and then she takes it off the glass. That was not an easy catch there, as there just wasn't much room to throw that basketball in. But Roth made a nice little catch and takes it off glass for a 10-point Centura lead. Gock on the dribble. 5-second count going on. Gock dribbles through it. Pass goes through the lane, and it was last touched by one of the Centurions. They're going to say it was last touched by Roth. Dinah's going to check back in here for Centura. And also in for Loop City comes Darian Williams. Williams trying to inbound it, and she's just going to lob it in here for Morgan McDonald. McDonald dribbles to the free throw line and banks it off glass. Nice job there by McDonald. She now has four in the game, and it is now a 14-6 game. Nitch works it back around the perimeter. Nice entry pass inside. Backing in there is going to be Dynas. Dynas takes it off glass, and she's got six. 16-6, Centura with a 10-point lead once again. Here comes Loop City trying to make it double single digits as they kick it off here on the left side for Jolie. And check that for Urich. And Urich is going to work it on the baseline here for McDonald. McDonald facing some pressure here from Dynas. Skip pass. Side for Griffin, and Bailey Griffin has her first 2 points of the night. Nice little ball movement there, and they found the open area in that zone and able to get the shot right over the top of it. Less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. Harrington gets the top of the circle. Round the perimeter comes Dynas. Entry pass goes off the hands, and trying to track it down is Centura that went off the hands of Roth, and she tried to track it down and couldn't get there in time. Ashlyn Roth going to check in now for Centura. In a minute, she'll put a little pressure on as McDonald brings it across the timeline. Pass knocked away, stolen away by Roth. Roth is going to have to slow it down. Bounce pass up ahead for Kolakowski. Kolakowski's shot no good, and then we got a foul on the rebound. Another Loop City turnover resulted in a Centura layup. It was off the mark, and then a foul on the rebound. Whistled against the Centurions, and that one goes against Brianna Dynas. That is her first. On the dribble, Gock, 26 seconds left. Pass left wing, McDonald. McDonald facing some pressure there by Gleason. They'll get it back out here for Griffith. Griffith, great pressure there by Roth. Roth knocked the ball loose, and Urich, I think she double dribbled with it, yeah. That was a forced error, however. Ashlyn Roth, pretty good play there, forced the turnover, which is now the seventh of the game here against Loop City. 15 seconds to go here until the end of the first quarter. 16-8, Centura with lead and the basketball. 10 seconds left. On the bounce is Kolakowski. They just work it back around the perimeter. Now she's going to take it into the lane, kick right wing here for Gleason. Gleason gives it in the corner for Harrington, and Harrington hits the jumper essentially at the buzzer. That'll make an 18-8 lead here for Centura, and we'll take a little break here. Loop City will inbound it to start the second quarter, and we come back right after this.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
We're back here in Ravenna as Centura has opened up a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, and I misspoke. It will be Centura basketball, and I forgot who the home team was here. And Centura working on the right side for Brooklyn Nitch. Nitch kicks it out to the elbow. Jumper by Dynas up and good. Now Dynas has 8 points in the ball game. 20-8. Centura looking very solid on both ends of the court right now. Defensive pressure being put on by Sydney Harrington here. I mean, check that. Yeah, for Sydney Harrington. And now the kick on the right side here for Schultz. Williams kicks it out. Long jumper up and good. Morgan McDonald, that movement around the lane there. McDonald had her toe on the line, but she hits one from just inside the three-point arc. So here comes Centura in the offensive zone. And a little backdoor cut, and there's nobody there. And Krolikowski's going to lay it up and in. She's got 8 in the game as well. So everything was just bunched up in one corner, and there was nobody protecting the back door. Gock on the dribble. Gave it away. Now she'll get it back on the right wing. And she will penetrate up against Harrington here. And the shot's no good. Rebound by Krolikowski. Krolikowski is going to kick on the left side here for Nitsch. Nitsch looked for Gleason in the lane, but now they're going to pass it back around the perimeter. And we've got a foul inside as they entered in there and fouled right away. So Gleason's going to go line, and she's going to shoot two. This is going to be her first trip to the line. They called Urich for the foul. They entered it, and the whistle came just as the ball did as well. Back the iron shot is no good for Gleason. And with 6.5 to go, here in quarter number two, it's 22-10. Centura with the lead, and now they extend it here as Gleason hits the second of the two free throws. And Loop City will bring in the offensive zone. We'll have the boys game coming up for you at the conclusion of this one, and then we'll switch schools. We'll have the Blue Jays and the Overton Eagles. Battle of the Bluebirds, if you will. Dribble on that right side, goes off the foot of one of the Loop City players and out of bounds. So that'll be another turnover, and we have to wipe up a little bit of water that was spilled right on the Loop City bench. That's the reason we haven't inbounded the ball just yet. Tomorrow, of course, we'll have coverage here on ESPN from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Perhaps the best game of the day might be our first game, the girls' game between North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic. That should be a great matchup. Harrington gets it on the right wing here, facing a little 2-3 zone from Loop City, and shooting over the top of it on that right wing is going to be Nitsch. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Darian Williams, and Williams will just get it back out here left wing for Loop City, and they're just going to give it off on that right side here for Griffin. Off of the little weave play, they give it to Williams. Williams picked up by Gleason on the baseline, tries to throw it on the inside. Gock somehow makes the catch. Bounce pass through the lane, and it is off the hands of Van Duren out of bounds. So that'll be another Loop City turnover here with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. 23-10, Centura with the lead and the basketball. Harrington works it back around the perimeter here. Kick into the corner. There's Nitsch. Long jumper, no good. Rebound, saved into the hands of Nitsch. Nitsch is going to penetrate up, and she'll score. Well, give Nitsch credit for the rebound because it actually was thrown to her by Casey Krolikowski, who was going out of bounds. And Krolikowski was able to keep that ball alive, get it to Nitsch, and Nitsch drove the lane, making for a 15-point Centura lead here. They lead at 25-10. On the bounce here is going to be Chelsea Spilanek. Spilanek bounce pass into the right side for Bandur. She shut off, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Here's Griffith with the dribble. Right side, Gock off of the screen. She'll fire a long three. No good. Rebounded by Gleason. And Centura will bring it slowly in the offensive zone. They kick it up ahead here for Nitsch. Nitsch back around for Krolikowski. Right wing, Harrington. Harrington's looking on the inside, doesn't want to shoot, so she'll skip it over for Nitsch, and Nitsch is going to reset it, give it a drop of the key here for Krolikowski. Krolikowski, nice pass inside for Gleason, and Gleason now will head to the line again as she was hit on the arm. So at the line is going to be Gleason. Her free throw is up and good. And with 4:20 29 to go here. It is a 16-point Centura lead. Second free throw is off the mark and rebounded in the corner over there by Kuzak. Kiala Kuzak, and we got a little moving screen there, but they're just going to say the ball went off the hands of one of the Loop City players and out of bounds. That's probably a fortunate call here for Morgan McDonald, as she could have very easily have been whistled for a foul there. Either way, it would have been Centura ball, so they don't call the foul. We'll work it back around the perimeter. For Centura, they've got a 16-point lead. Penetrating here, Krolikowski lost the ball, and that'll be just the third turnover on Centura. With the dribble now is going to be Morgan McDonald. And McDonald, her pass, intercepted. Going in for the layup. No, it's going to be a jump stop and a great decision there by Casey Krolikowski. She probably would have had her shot blocked had she tried the layup. So she jump stopped, defender went around her, and she hits a nice little shot. On the left wing side here, Kuzak. Kuzak gives it inside to McDonald. McDonald drives the baseline. Little floater is up and in. And they're going to count the bucket, and now she'll head to the line, try to finish off a three-point play. The foul on Turek is going to be her first. And it is no good on the shot. Rebounded by Mady Roth. Inside for Gleason. She's going to kick it out. Pass was tipped, but Roth is able to track it down. She'll get it off here for Harrington. Harrington gave it away. Now got it back off Harrington's hands. She's trying to get it inside for Gleason, and it's going to be intercepted. And McDonald comes up with it. And McDonald brings it across the timeline with the pass to Spilinek. So Centura, a couple of turnovers here. And now McDonald will try the long three. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there. And I mean ripped out of there. Strong hands on that rebound by Ashlyn Roth. Pass on the inside for Gleason. Gleason shot off glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, starting to fall down. Shot over the top of the defender and was able to score, making it 30-12 with 2:44 to go here before halftime. And Centura very much in control in this one. Spilinek kicks on the right side here for Kuzak. Kuzak on the baseline, lost the basketball. It was blocked inside, but picking it up, and now she'll kick it out for Spilinek. And now the rebound here for Krolikowski. Krolikowski with the rebound. Kicks it up ahead here for Roth. Roth going to kick in the corner for Sydney Harrington. Harrington jumper no good on the baseline. And coming up with that rebound is Krolikowski. And Krolikowski gives it right back out for Roth. Roth on the right wing penetrating is Krolikowski. Turnaround jumper by Gleason is a little bit short. And after a pretty good position there, Yurik comes up with a rebound. She's going to dribble it all the way in. Her shot's a little bit too strong. Gleason comes up with her fifth rebound of the game. And they'll get the ball up ahead here for Krolikowski. Centura setting up shop in the lane. Kick on the right wing. And we've got a little double dribble. Ashlyn Roth had a little bit of trouble handling the basketball. And that's going to be the fifth turnover on Centura. Now a minute 50 to go here before halftime. At halftime, we're going to sit down with Loop City head coach Paul Henry. Talk a little bit about what his basketball team kind of looks like, and kind of get a little preview of the game between Centura and Loop City on the boys' side when we talk with Coach Henry coming up here in about a minute 50 in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't forget all of our games streaming live on our network of stations and, of course, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gok will bring it in the offensive zone, and Gok, a little spin move, and she's hit on the arm as she's dribbling through there, and that's going to be a foul on Roth. And not a lot of fouls committed, not a lot of fouls called in this game. There was a couple times where they could have called a foul or a turnover, and they tended to go turnover route, so they haven't been real nitpicky with how they've been calling fouls here. They've let them play a little bit. Yurik with the dribble, and she'll give it between the circles here for Gok, but the game certainly has not gotten out of control as a result. Kuzak, top of the circle. Kicks on the right wing. Little ball fake by Yurik, and she's going to kick it out. Open for the jumper is Williams. She'll fire the three top of the key, no good. And coming up with a rebound is Centura. Bouncing out of there with it is going to be Nitch. And Nitch is going to take it all the way in off glass, and she'll score. Brooklyn Nitch, after the defensive rebound, drives the length of the floor and hits a contested layup. A 20-point Centura lead. They lead it 32-12. Minute to go here before halftime. Urich's got it on the left side. They kind of dare her to shoot it, and she'll work it back around the perimeter. Sydney Harrington gave it away moments ago, gives it to Kuzak. And contested pass over to Williams. Williams bounce pass right side for Gock. Gock bounce pass top of the circle for Harrington. As right now, Centura doing a great job with help defense. Not much room to penetrate in there at all. Kuzak gives it off on the right wing for Williams. Williams tries to enter it in. It's forced in there. Brianna Dinas knocked the ball loose. Centura somehow comes up with it. They pass around the perimeter, and Urich hits the open jumper. Give credit for Bailey Griffith with a nice pass in the lane, kicking it out. 17 seconds left before halftime here. 32-14. On the right wing, holding the basketball here is going to be Brooklyn Nitsch. They work it back around the perimeter for Hansen. 7 seconds left. Top of the circle, there's Hansen. Now Nitsch, she's going to fire a three in the corner. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, shot at the buzzer, will not fall. There was another rebound, but they say that one came a little bit too late. And so Dinas got the rebound, but she did not have time to get the shot off. So we'll head to the locker room, and Centura leads it by a score of 32-14 over Loup City. We'll talk with Loup City head boys basketball coach Paul Henry. We'll talk with the coach. We come back right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime of the girls basketball game between Centura and Loup City, and right now it's all Centura. They lead it 32-14. We'll see what the case is when Loup City hits the court in boys basketball. To talk to us about that a little bit and kind of preview things a little bit is Paul Henry, who's playing with the new Christmas toy here. Paul, I caught you working with your new iPhone in class here.
Well, I just had somebody say I better tell the truth on here today because they're listening. So,
well, that's good. You always do. You always do. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Hi, things were great. Good family time. Went down to Beatrice for a couple days, see the folks, and you know the weather's been good, and it's been good.
Yeah, time to hit it, though. You know that 5-day moratorium is awfully nice for the kids and the coaches to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit. Talk a little bit about you know, you don't have a practice. Probably had a little shoot around this morning, but you don't really have a full fledged practice before you hit it. Is that a little tough, or is that kind of a nice way of doing it?
Oh, it's a nice way of doing it. We did condition this morning. You know, you got to get that turkey off of you a little bit. But we came in, we had about a half-speed practice, get things in, a lot of shooting. Shooting's usually the number one thing. We got to get back into gear. And just talked about what we need to do with Centura and try and get back on board again.
Yeah, and things have been going pretty well for you up to this point. You know, winning record and getting some points. You know, Brady Rasmussen, your leading scorer, about 16, a little bit short of that, and getting about 11 and a half from Riley Lambrecht. What do you guys like to do? How are you guys getting those points?
We love to play up tempo. We got a nice bench. We're still waiting on one football injury to get back, and Brady Lewandowski, when he's back, it's just going to even add more depth to us. But we like to get out and run, little motion offense, variety of sets, and then defensively run some press when we can. Not always trapping, just, you know, little token press, see if somebody will make a mistake, and, you know, just get after them on defense.
And so far, 6-2. You know, the two losses are against a couple of pretty good basketball teams. You know, Kennesaw is going to win their fair share, and Gibbon, one of the better teams, really kind of in the area. And so, where are you at now? I mean, you kind of feel pretty comfortable, everything kind of going smoothly, or you kind of feel like there's a lot of growth left in your team?
Oh, I think we have a ton of growth left, especially on the defensive end. And we're only giving up 38 a game, but there's so many things we can improve on right there. And when we get into more conference play, that's gonna show up. When we played Kennesaw opened up our eyes a lot that day with some things we did. And they are very athletic. They're going to win a ton of games, like you said. And, you know, we can get better defensively.
But you lost by four to Gibbon, but 42-38. Gibbon's going to score a lot more points generally than just 42.
Yeah.
So obviously your defense was pretty on track that night.
I was really happy with our defense. Their 1-3-1 is awfully good. It's as good a 1-3-1 as we've seen in a long time. I said before the season, if Gibbon was healthy, they could be one of the top 2-3-4 teams in the conference because they are very deliberate and they play their pace a game. And we just didn't get some shots in when we needed, and we had, you know, too many turnovers. And, you know, that's been our big thing in our two losses, too many turnovers and some breakdowns. And we just got, you know, our other games, we've been fine.
You're going to see some teams that you're pretty familiar with. You know, Centura's in the conference. You'll see them throughout the course of the year. You know, Ravenna, obviously. So three Loop-Lite Conference teams in here. Not a bad time to kind of talk to you about where you kind of see the Loop-Lite Conference race kind of looking, shaping up.
I tell you what, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central have kind of taken their steps above anybody else right now. Of course, they're undefeated. And Adams Central's up at a Wayne Holiday tournament. They're going to see some awfully good teams up there. Donovan is as athletic as they come. Gibbon, I think we can fall right into that 3-4-5 spot. But Ravenna, with two big wins in the Pleasanton tournament, show that they can be right in there as well. You know, everybody thought, well, Ravenna lost some guys, they're going to be down. Mm-hmm. That's not completely true. They run their system. Paul does a great job, and, you know, they're going to be a tough draw on anybody just with what they do.
Let's talk about your draw today, Centura 1-5 on the year. Give us the game plan, kind of what the scouting report is when you play the Centurions here in a little bit.
I'd love a track meet. We'd love to get up and down the floor. Centura is very improved. 1-5 is very deceiving. They've played some awfully good teams, Columbus, Lakeview, Adams Central, but they got three post players that run the floor very, very well. Robertson, Schultes, Holcomb as a freshman, and, you know, as a freshman post player, you don't hear much about freshman post players, and he's stepping up, doing a really nice job. And then they got just some blue collar kids at guards that work real hard. I umpired them a lot during the summer in baseball, and they're good, hard working kids. And, you know, if you don't come out and play defense on them, they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, that's how it shows up. Paul, appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you for everything you guys do. Appreciate
all right. All right. We'll talk to you here in a little bit. That's Paul Henry, the head basketball coach of Loop City. The Loop City girls trailing Centura here at halftime, 32-14. We'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, and at halftime of the first game of the Ravenna Holiday Classic, it is pretty much all Centura. And a reminder that you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. For Loup City, leading the way, Morgan McDonald, she's got 8. 2 points from Bailey Griffith, 2 from Sarah Bandur, and Erica Unick also with 2 points. For Centura, they're being led by Casey Kulikowski. She's got 10 points here. Brianna Dinas with 8. 2 for Turek, 2 for Sydney Harrington, 2 for Mady Roth, and Brooklyn Nitch with 4. Also 4 points for Gleason for Centura. Loup City has possession of the basketball first to start the second half. And Bandur with the dribble, kicks it off on the left side. Entry pass now on the baseline, and pretty good defensive pressure put on there by Krolikowski, so they'll kick it out. Jumper's no good. Rebounded by Krolikowski. That'll be her fourth rebound of the game. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Nitch. Nitch is going to drive, take it off glass, and she now has 6 points in the ball game. And Centura pushes that lead back out to 20. That has been their largest lead of the game. They've led by 20 a couple of different times here. Gock has it in the offensive zone, facing some man-to-man pressure there by Harrington. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. They get it off here for Bandur. Bandur lost it, stolen away by Nitch. And Nitch will kick it down low for Turek. Turek kicks it out, and stepping in the passing lane and making the steal here is going to be Urich. So we swap turnovers. And now Loup City brings to the offensive zone. Kick on the right side, but the defense is already there. So dribbling around with it is going to be Bandur. She'll kick it back out here for McDonald. McDonald hits a nice little 17-foot jumper. She had it top the key, came off a little bit of a screen and found an open area and hit the shot. And in transition, running the floor, Gleason gets a nice little pass, catches and lays it off the glass all in one motion. So just as soon as Loup City cuts in that lead a little bit, Centura's got the answer. And here they knock the ball loose, and it's going to be stolen away by Gleason. The pass was originally tipped by Nitch, and now the long pass up ahead here for Turek. And Turek's going to lay it off the glass, and now she'll head to the line and shoot two as she was hit on the arm. So Centura liking to play that up-tempo style, which they've done for years and years and years. And they're certainly making that happen here. So the free throw up and no good for Turek. And actually, my apologies, Turek actually has 4 points in the ballgame. Second free throw, back of the iron, and she's able to get the nice little shooter's touch. So 5 now in the game here for Turek, and Turek almost makes the steal that goes off of her hands and rolls slowly out of bounds over there. She stepped in there, tried to pin the ball on the floor. She almost dove on it, making that attempted steal on the bounce pass. Griffith going to inbound it here for Loup City. Facing a little bit of pressure, gives it to Spilanek. They're going to hand the ball back off here for Harrington. And Harrington, pass stolen away. Stepping in there and making the steal is going to be Krolikowski. She's going to lay it off the glass, and she now has a dozen in the game. Casey Krolikowski, a nice game here today. And almost with another steal there is Dinas. They'll give between the circles here for Harrington. Harrington being harassed there by Turek. She's all over the floor right now. And now dribbling with it is Jacobowski. Jacobowski for Loup City. Sets a little screen after she passes the ball away. Harrington's got it now on the right wing side for Griffith. Entry pass on the right wing here for Spilanek. Spilanek, a little ball fake for Griffin. And at the elbow, facing the pressure there is Hannah Jukabowski, she'll get it back out here for Spilinick. Her jumper from the free throw line, no good. Saved, but into the hands of Centura as Krolikowski comes up with it. She'll kick it up ahead here for Nitsch, and Nitsch's pass up ahead, knocked out of bounds. Good defensive play by Chelsea Spilinick, but it went off one of the Centurions and out of bounds. I think Gleason was probably the last to touch it there. So it's 39-16, 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Centura in control, Loop City with the basketball. Harrington facing some man-to-man, and Dynas comes up with a steal. That'll be another steal. She'll just hand it off, and facing pressure is Nitsch, so she'll slow things down after she brings it across the timeline. Entry pass inside for Gleason, and Gleason will score. I'll tell you, Turek was open on that outside. She could have shot if she wanted to, but Gleason was there for the layup, and she made a nice bounce pass into her. Centura with a 41-16 lead. Timeout Loop City. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. And again, very much in control is Centura. They lead it 41-16 with 4:25 to go here in the third quarter of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Don't forget the boys' game coming up here in a little bit right here on ESPN. Loop City and Centura. And Centura 1-5 on the season. Loop City 6-2, so Loop City obviously would be the favorite in that one, but you never know. That's why they're playing. McDonald brings in the offensive zone here for Loop City. She's facing a little bit of, looks like 2-3 zone here, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Left side, Gawk has it. Gawk facing some pretty good pressure there by Raw. Gawk with the dribble, gives it between the circles here for Williams. Williams on the left side for Van Duer. Pass is a dangerous one, and coming up with the steal and falling down and still finding an outlet pass is Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski gives it off on the right side. There's Roth, and they'll kick it back around. They're going to kick into the corner. Looking is Turek, and Turek fakes inside for Gleason. We'll give it between the circles. Now right side, they give it for Roth. Roth inside, off glass is Maddie Roth, and Maddie with a nice little bank shot on that right side, and they'll make it 43-16. 3.5 to go. Third quarter, Centura would appear. Going to move on to the championship game tomorrow. As they're very much in control as we're midway through the third quarter. Sarah Van Duer on the right wing for McDonald. McDonald kicks for Urich. Urich for the elbow, out for Gawk. Gawk's going to penetrate and flip it up there, but she drew some contact. And so Alexa Gawk, for the first time tonight, will step to the free throw line. The foul, again, nobody's really in any foul trouble, is on Roth, and that is her second. So Gawk is going to shoot two here. And it is good. 43-17. Second free throw up and good. So she hits both free throws, does Gawk. And that'll be her first 2 points of the night. With it is Sydney Harrington. Harrington will work it back around the perimeter here. For Centura, a little ball fake and penetration. Now the dish back out by Roth. And Roth gets it back now as they face that 2-3 zone. Pass tip, but back into the hands of Ashlyn Roth. And they try to get it on the right side, but that's going to be a kick whistled on Darian Williams. Dinah's checking back in here for Centura, giving Gleason a nice little breather here. And on the baseline, trying to toss it in is going to be Turek. Turek hits it into the post player. The shot no good for Roth. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall for Dinas. And coming up with the ball is McDonald. McDonald tries to throw it down low and does, but It's saved there by Loop City. Good athletic play there by Jessica Urich just to make the save. Centura actually had their hands on the ball underneath the basket, but they lost it. So Centura will inbound it. They have trouble getting it in, but Gox got it, and she'll try a tough layup. It's no good, but then a steal by Gox, as Gox, after the rebound, got the basketball and then got fouled. So she did a nice job of making something happen out of nothing there. So Gox going to go line and have a couple of shots here. She's a 65% free throw shooter, 64.71 if you want to be picky, coming into today's game. But she's done nothing but help her average. She's now 3 for 3 as she hits the free throw. The foul, by the way, whistled on Dinas, was her second. Second free throw by Gox, rattles around and good. So she's got 4 points, all of them here in the third quarter, all of them from the free throw line. 2-3 zone for Loop City. And around the perimeter we go, and it's bounced around off of a couple sets of legs there, but all of them wearing white shorts, so it's out of bounds. Off of Loop City, and Centura will inbound underneath their own basket. Could have called a kick there. They did not, and they didn't need to because it went out of bounds off of a Loop City player anyway. And checking in to inbound the basketball is going to be Emily Wells. So Wells comes in, pass in the lane, tipped around, and coming up with it is Bandura for Loop City, so that'll be a Centura turnover. And on the dribble there is going to be Gox. Pass on the baseline, out of bounds, but last touched and through the legs. Last touch by Michaela Hansen for Centura, and it went through the legs, I believe, of Williams and out of bounds, but Williams didn't touch it. She's going to inbound it, and she gets it in on the baseline for Gox. Gox is picked up there defensively very nicely by Emily Wells, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Williams has it, kicks on the right wing here for McDonald. McDonald looks on the inside and gets it to Gox on the baseline. Her jumper is a little bit short. Offensive rebound and now a foul. Offensive rebound by Chelsea Spilanek, and Spilanek now, she's going to go line, and she's going to have a couple of shots. So we'll see what Chelsea can do here. She's 5 out of 12 from the free throw line coming in, and her free throw here is a little bit short. She's got one more coming. Trying to cut into a 43-20 deficit with a minute 41 to go here in the third. Second one also short, bounces around, and Roth comes up with a rebound here for Centura. Maddie Roth. And the pass is tipped on the right wing for Nitsch. Nitsch, nice pass on the inside for Roth, and Roth is going to lay it up and in. Roth started cycling through. They bounce past it right in front of her, and she's able to dribble it all the way in. Shot here for Loop City. That's Morgan McDonald, a little bit strong. Rebounded by Centura. Roth comes up with a rebound, and now they're going to enter it inside here for Dinas. Dinas back to the basket, triple teamed, lost the ball, now comes back up with it, and she is covered closely for 5 seconds. And I'll tell you what, Dinas had nowhere to go. They were double and triple teamed, and Kathy Mettenbrink said, I think there was a foul in there, but they didn't call the foul. They called the closely guarded for 5 seconds. Only 3 fouls whistled on Centura so far in the ballgame. 1 against Loop City. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. 45-20. Loop City with the basketball and trailing. Gox, bounce pass, left wing for McDonald. McDonald will try a long three. It's no good. Offensive rebound and then tied up. Tying it up was Dinas after that rebound was initially pulled down by Bandura. So we'll give her credit for a rebound, but we'll hand the basketball off here to Centura. So they bring in the offensive zone, and they kick on the right wing here. Skip pass. Nitsch is going to fire the three, and she's going to hit the three. She's got 9 in the game, and it's 48-20. On the bounce is going to be Williams. Williams picked up man-to-man. Centura right now going man-to-man. And Williams looking on the inside. Gives it off on the left side for Spilanek. 14 seconds left. Gox got it. She'll give it for McDonald. McDonald back to Gock. Gock open on the baseline for a three. It's no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Turek. 4 seconds left. Turek with the long pass up ahead. And here's Nitsch at the buzzer, and it's off the mark. It was well covered there by Loup City's Chelsea Spilanek, so the shot off the mark. And we'll head to the fourth quarter with Centura with a 48-20 lead. After three quarters of play, we're back right after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Well, Centura came into the game at 4-2. They are well poised now to move to 5-2, and they will be playing in the championship game tomorrow here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Game you'll be able to hear on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow. McDonald brings in the offensive zone, just carried the basketball, and give credit to Taylor Turek for forcing that turnover. And I've got 16 turnovers whistled on Loup City compared to 7 for Centura. That's one of the reasons why Centura right now has the basketball and a 28-point lead. Bounce pass on the right wing. They get it to Dinas. Dinas is going to skip it out here. And there's Nitsch for a good-looking three. It's off the mark. Krolikowski with the rebound. And she puts it up and in. She's got 14 in the game. And another offensive rebound. They got her with 7 rebounds in the game. With the dribble, here is Gock. Gock's pass on that left side is knocked out of bounds by Taylor Turek. And again, just nothing's easy here for Loup City. As that pressure is put on the ball very nicely. Inbounding here is going to be Williams. Williams for McDonald. McDonald on the dribble, has it between the circles. A little bit of a screen there. And she gets it back out. Off the hands of Spilanek, and Spilanek can't track it down, so that'll be another Loup City turnover. Don't forget, tomorrow we have coverage right here on ESPN of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Long pass tipped out, almost stolen away there, but great hustle by Centura's Krolikowski to keep the possession alive. Now they get it on the baseline. In trouble is Nitsch, so they'll reset the offense, pass around the perimeter. Here's Krolikowski. They double team there, and open on the right side is Nitsch. Nitsch didn't want to shoot the three from there, even though she was really kind of open. And they get it in the lane here for Gleason. Gleason, that's a tough drive. And Gleason now with 10 points in the game. She got the ball outside the lane, drove into the lane, and hit about a 10-foot contested shot over two different defenders, and makes it 52-20. She looked comfortable doing it, I'll say that. Gock is going to kick it out. McDonald jumper no good. And Centura snags the bound. Dinas with another rebound. And now the long outlet pass stolen away by Loup City. And slowing it down here is McDonald. McDonald was shut off, so now she'll dribble up to the left side. Used up her dribble, gives it for Williams. Williams is going to kick it off right side. Gock off a screen, going to drive, going to lay it off the glass. It hangs on the rim. It will not fall, but she's going to go to the line where she's done nothing but improve her free throw shooting percentage because she's 4-for-4 from the line. And they're aggressive, going to the line, and she got the foul on Gleason, just her first. So Gock's free throw hangs on the rim and falls a little bit short. And Sydney Harrington is going to check into the game, but she's checking in for the shooter. So Gock, if she hits the free throw here, she'll get a little breather. And it's back the iron and no good. Rebound by Dinas for Centura, and they're going to kick it up ahead here. Ball fake by Turek. Turek doesn't want to try a WNBA three, so she'll enter it in. Shot by Nitsch is no good. Bounced around. Gleason comes up with it, and Gleason is going to head to the line as she was fouled. So give her credit for actually a couple of rebounds in there. And I've got it with 7 rebounds here in the ballgame. The foul on Kiela Kuzak is her first. And Gleason at the free throw line, it's good. So she's got 11 in the game. So Harrington does check into the game. Also in the game is Bailey Griffith for Loup City. And Gleason, a little bit short. Rebound by Griffith. And she'll get the ball up ahead for McDonald. McDonald between the circles for Griffith. Griffith on the left wing here for Urich. Urich's got it. Skips it off on the right side. Now dribbling is Griffith. Tries to enter it in. It's knocked loose, and Griffith comes up with it. Griffith is able to get it out here for Urich. And again, everything's contested here. They give it up left side for McDonald. McDonald, nice drive. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. And now she can't snag the rebound. It's picked up by Centura. Long outlet pass. Turek's going to lay it up the glass and in. And coming up with that long rebound, I believe, was Nitch, and then she made the pass that set up the layup. 55-20, 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Loup City going to fall to 2-7. Centura now going to be 5-2. Top of the circle. Urich's got it. And pressure being put on. They get it to McDonald. McDonald on the baseline, steps up off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, good. For Jessica Urich. And Urich with the rebound and the bucket. And so here comes Krolikowski for Centura. She'll kick it off into the corner. Now skip pass for Turek. She's going to fire a three, a little bit strong. Rebound by McDonald for Loup City. And Loup City will pass it up ahead here for Harrington. They'll set up shop here, trailing at 55-22, 4:20 to go, and it's a steal. The steal by Turek. She's going to go up that left-hand layup a little bit too strong. And then the rebound by Harrington. And then Harrington is knocked to the court by Casey Krolikowski. And that's going to be a foul on her. And Centura's pretty much going to dump the bench here. Leading at 55-22 with 4:13 to go. Kathy Mittenbrink is going to make wholesale substitutions. Emily Wells is out there. We'll have to pick these up kind of one at a time. Ashlyn Roth back into the game. Into the game for the first time tonight is Mackenzie Gorecki. And we'll check the other ones when we get a chance here. Gock on the dribble. She's picked up there defensively by Wells. Pass on the inside. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Bandur. It will not fall. And going up high for the rebound is Maddie Roth. And so Roth gets it, and she's going to outlet the basketball. And with it is Michaela Hansen. I think you got all 5 Centurions mentioned out there. Hansen's got it right now. She'll kick it off on the right side here for Roth. She enters it in. Shot off glass. Good for McKenzie Gorecki. And so Gorecki gets the bucket. So the sophomore has her first 2 points of the day. And on the dribble here is Gock. She'll kick right wing for Kuzak. Kuzak has the ball stolen away by Gorecki. So Gorecki, nice defensive play. And she's going to get the ball off for Wells. Pass up ahead here for Roth. Roth shot off glass, no good. Rebounded by Kuzak for Loup City. And with 3:08 to go, Loup City trying to cut into a 55-22 deficit. And across the timeline is going to be Gock. Gock picked up there nicely by Wells defensively. 5-second count going on and passes it just in time to avoid the turnover. Now kick it off on the left side for McDonald. McDonald in the lane. Bounce pass at the shoes of Bandur, so she can't do anything with it. She'll give it off for McDonald. And McDonald gives it right to Gock. Gock, little drive into the lane. Back the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. The rebound is taken out of there by Wells. Wells is going to help kick it up ahead here for Roth. And Roth jumper in and out. Boy, that did everything but win. And McDonald pulls down the rebound here for Loup City. Long pass up ahead. Great catch in traffic. Now the kick back out. As that was a good catch by Bandur, but the kick back out, the shot no good. A rebound on that outside for Gorecki, and the long outlet pass for Centura is now out of bounds. So they'll turn it over here. And for Loup City, Chelsea Spilinick going to check back into the game. And also back out there, Sydney Harrington. 2:13 to go here. Fourth quarter, 57-22. Centura with the lead. Loup City with the basketball. Harrington picked up there defensively by Mariah Neville. And Neville, great pressure being put on Harrington. And the official calls a jump ball. And that'll be a turnover on Loup City. So that was pretty good defense put on there by Mariah Neville. She forced the turnover. And now she's got the basketball right side. Thought about three, but they'll work it back around the perimeter. Neville's open again. This time she spots for three. Wanted it. And that's why. She just hit a three-pointer. Mariah Neville gave it away, and then nobody really kind of respected her when she kicked it out. She basically got her feet set to shoot as soon as she caught it, and that's exactly what she did, and she rattled it in. So she hits the three-pointer. On the dribble here is going to be Jacobowski, and she'll give it off on the right wing here for Bailey Griffith. Pass stolen away by Emily Wells, and Wells dribbles through traffic. She'll bring it across the timeline with a minute 20 to go. Kicks it off on that right side, and another three-pointer up and good for Neville. She's hit two three-pointers here. And so the sophomore finding the stroke here a little bit. Hasn't been out there very much, but she's got 6 points. Kick on the right side for Griffith. And driving here is going to be Spilanek. Spilanek is shut off nicely there by Mariah Neville. She's played very energetic basketball out there. And pass on that left side, stolen away with the steal here is Wells. Wells jump stop, she's going to shoot it off glass, and she'll score. She cashes in on the steal by taking it down right underneath the basket and laying it up and in. 64-22, 35 seconds to go here. On the right wing, Griffith has it. Bounce pass, a dangerous one, but great hustle there for Loup City. Spilanek to come up with the basketball, and she'll kick it out here for Griffith. On the dribble here is Harrington. Harrington loses the ball, and then it's going to be a tied. One official has a foul as it was kind of reached around, and they get the body. And so that'll be a turnover for Loup City, and a foul whistled on Sydney Harrington. And that is just her first. 18.9 to go here. Centura going to be picking up the win. Don't forget we'll have coverage of the boys' game in about 15 minutes or so after the conclusion of this one. Kick on the left side. Here's the jumper for Centura that's no good. And now on that right side, jumper by Hansen will not fall. Long shot up ahead. It's no good. And caught over the shoulder by Mariah Neville to end the basketball game. So that is your final score. It's Centura picking up a 64-22 win over Loup City. Centura now 5-2 on the season. Loup City now falls to 2-7 on the year. And obviously they'll advance now to the championship game tomorrow. And if I'm at brackets here real quick, and we'll let you know exactly what time those games are. All those games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow, as we'll have those games for you in the afternoon here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And, of course, the evening session will have the championship games for you as well. So tomorrow, the girls' consolation game is scheduled for a 1 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have that game for you on our sister station on KKPR 98.9 FM. That'll be followed by the boys' third-place game at 2:45, and then the championship games tomorrow are at 4:30 and at 6:15, all those games on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And right here on ESPN tomorrow, we'll have all four games from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. So once again, our final in the girls' game, it was a 64-22 win for Centura over Loup City. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game report. We'll take a look at the numbers when we come back right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Our final score in the girls' game, it was all Centura by a final of 64-22. It was tight early on. Centura, however, had the lead throughout the course of the game. It was tied a couple of times early, but then they kind of outdistanced themselves. They led by 10 after one quarter at 18-8, and then 32-14 at halftime, and they win it by a final of 64-22. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Loup City. Leading the way for them is Morgan McDonald. She finished with 10 points on the night, 4 for Jessica York, 4 for Alexa Gock, 2 points for Bailey Griffith off the bench, and 2 points for Sarah Van Duer. And for Centura, they had a couple players in double figures tonight. It was Casey Krolikowski. She finished with 14 points and 7 rebounds. Annika Gleason, also a solid performance tonight. She finished with 11 points and 7 rebounds. 7 points for Taylor Turek, 8 points for Brianna Dinas, 9 points for Brooklyn Nitch, 6 points for Maddie Roth, another 6 for Mariah Neville. She had a couple of three-pointers in that fourth quarter. Kind of fun to see that. Couple of points here for Emily Wells and Mackenzie Gorecki, also with 2 points here in the fourth quarter. Again, Centura, they advance to the championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament tomorrow, and Loup City will start action tomorrow in the same time. We'll have the same tip time a little bit before 1 o'clock. We'll have coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow. So basically 1, 3, 5, and 7 are your game times tomorrow here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And again, the girls' consolation game will be about 1 o'clock. That's where Loup City will be. And then 5 o'clock, we'll have the championship game for the girls' side. Centura taking on the winner of our second game here tonight. Well, time to turn our attention to the boys' side, as Loup City will be taking on Centura in boys' basketball here in just a little bit. They are not going to start real early here. They're going to take a little break before they even start the 20-minute clock, and so it'll probably be a good 15, maybe even 20 minutes before we're back on the air for coverage of Centura and Loup City. That game, again, will be right here on ESPN 1460, the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, and then we'll have coverage on the boys and girls games, the late games between Overton and Ravenna. We'll have those games for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM later tonight. So, again, our schedule basically looks like this. At 2:45, we'll have coverage coming up between Loup City and Centura. They haven't started the clock yet. They're going to wait a little bit because, you know, if you start too soon, some of the guys coming in, some of the folks coming in just for the boys' game might miss a little bit of that action. So they won't start real early here. They're scheduled for about a 2:45 tip, and so they're probably going to wait a little while to put time on the clock. So it'll be maybe even up to about a half hour or so before we're back on the air right here on ESPN. And once again, our final, it was a comfortable win for Centura, a final of 64-22 over Loup City. We'll have Loup City and Centura in boys action, and then later tonight on ESPN, later tonight on Classic, it's 98.9, we'll have coverage of Ravenna and Overton. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Engineer Jeff back in the studio. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. And again, in about a half hour, we'll have coverage of the boys game, Loup City and Centura, coming up in about a half hour right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.